You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
Well, listen, this is Pastor John Kilpatrick talking about even at Hong Kong. You remember Hong Kong, they're beginning to stand up and for freedom because China's trying to creep in and take over this democracy of Hong Kong, which has a 50-year plan, I believe, that the British turned it over, that they would actually China would allow it for 50 years to operate as a democracy. Guess what? China's hurting. China is being confronted by America and President Donald Trump because of their terrible practices with stealing and taking and different things. And God loves, I'm not talking about the Chinese people, they're beautiful people. And the church is awesome in China. I'm talking about the governed, the ruling class there. And so they're trying to take the freedoms of Hong Kong. So the young people are standing up and they're just crying out to God. As a matter of fact, let's listen to what Pastor Kilpatrick has to say about that.
I mean, y'all know what's going on in Hong Kong? You've been following that, where you have the protesters protesting the Chinese government in Hong Kong. And you remember the Hong Kong was turned back over to the communists several years ago. In Hong Kong, the protesters started in the streets of Hong Kong, and they had a theme song. Guess what their theme song was? Hallelujah to the Lord. Hallelujah to the Lord. And it's being sung in the streets by saints and sinners. It has become the anthem of the protesters in Hong Kong.
You think about it. As a matter of fact, guess what? We have footage of the beginning of the protest when they're actually singing Hallelujah to the Lord in Hong Kong. They're literally crying out to God, God, we know you got this. Let's take a look. So all of a sudden, they're just worshiping God. They're saying, listen, we don't want our freedom taken away. And China begins to shake in their boots. Check out Pastor John Kilpatrick as he talks about this.
Now, that doesn't mean that all the protesters are doing the right thing. But when the protests first started, it was a bunch of Asian young people that was marching through the streets saying, they were singing Hallelujah to the Lord. Oh my, oh my. With no guns, no weapons, they start marching through the streets and the Chinese government starts shaking in their boots.
Now the number, think about Chinese, huge, 1.3 billion folks shaking in their boots. Actually the people, but actually the government, the communist government. And by the way, understand communism. If you take the deaths of every person since the beginning of time who died with disease, and you add them all up, you put them all together, you add them up, count those people, and then you take the amount of people who died because of communism and add them up, more people have died from the evil leadership of communist governments than actually died from diseases since the beginning of time. So when you start seeing a people want to go to socialism, Marxism, and communism, that's just a stepping area to go to a place that's going to destroy a people. So it's time for us to cry out. So you're looking at the number three thing in the four ways I talked about. You're seeing how the church, this is the third thing that Pastor Kilpatrick was talking about, the church will experience holy awe and pure worship in public places. So you're looking at, you know, where all of a sudden in these public places in Jamaica and D.C. and in Chicago and California and Utah and Dakota and just all over the place, yeah, just that's just with what God's doing through this man called Kanye West. People are worshiping God in this holy, pure worship moment where people who don't even know God are beginning to lift their hands up, and many of them make a choice to be able to serve God when it's over. That's the third thing, you think about that.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program. where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program where we're keeping the conversation light.